how to breathe in space, and the brain's waistline detector coming up on the Science Update podcast. Science Update comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society, and is sponsored by Science Books and Films, your guide to the best science books, videos, and software. Find out more at www.sbfonline.com. I'm Science Update producer Chelsea Wald. City maps can tell you lots of facts, like population densities, temperature distributions, and how to find a friend's house. Now, a new mapping project is trying to capture something more elusive, the life of a city, which can be found in the stories of its residents and the sounds of its streets.
Pushing the boundaries of maps. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. These are the street sounds of Pittsburgh. They were collected by city residents and added to an interactive online map of the city being developed at Carnegie Mellon. People can add anything to the map, says designer Carl DeSalvo, like the locations of their favorite street vendors or an image of the place they fell in love.
The idea is that all of this data can be shared, and the idea is that it can be layered on top of one another to sort of create a richer picture than you could ever create yourself.
The result is a map that charts the city by what its residents think is important, instead of by official statistics. DeSalvo hopes it will help people get to know their city in a new way. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Next, we move from the bustling streets of Pittsburgh to the serene quiet of the space station. Astronauts there don't have access to many resources, so they've had to invent some rather extreme methods of recycling. A listener asked us about one of them.
Why don't astronauts run out of oxygen? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Astronauts stay in the International Space Station for about 6 months at a time. Listener Joan McDonald called to ask how they have enough oxygen to last them that long. We turn to NASA engineer April Erickson. She tells us that the space station uses a process called electrolysis to pull the O out of the H2O in astronauts' wastewater.
Basically, we use electricity from the International Space Station's solar panels to split molecules of water into hydrogen gas and oxygen gas.
They then dump the hydrogen and save the oxygen for breathing. If you have a far-out science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use it on the air, you'll win a Science Update mug. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
People with anorexia and some other eating disorders can become dangerously thin but still feel overweight. We have this report on new research that could help explain why.
How the brain sizes up the body. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Whether you feel flabby or fit depends on your brain as well as your waistline. This according to neurologist Henrik Ehrsson and his colleagues at University College London. They stimulated the nerves in volunteers' bodies in a way that tricked them into feeling like their waistlines were shrinking. The illusion activated a part of the subject's brains called the posterior parietal cortex, which integrates sensory signals from all over the body. The nerve stimulation for each person was the same, yet some experienced the shrinking sensation more strongly and had more activity in this part of the brain.
That suggests that two persons who have identical bodies might experience a body image differently.
This may lead to a better understanding of anorexia and other body image disorders. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
We all know that smoking, a poor diet, and genetic factors can increase your risk of a heart attack. But a lesser-known risk may be right outside your bedroom window.
The perils of a loud lifestyle. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Exposure to constant noise, even mild street traffic, may jack up your risk of a heart attack. This according to Stefan Willick and his colleagues at the Charité University Medical Center in Berlin, Germany. They found that a noisy home environment increased heart attack risk by 50% in men and tripled the risk in women. It didn't matter if the noise actually bothered the patients, only that it was above 60 decibels.
In the environment that would be a street with rather quiet traffic, few vehicles per minute, not a very busy road.
In addition, workplace noise increased heart attack risk for men, but not for women. He says it's not clear if the gender differences are environmental or biological. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Finally, on the Science Update podcast, scientists have floated many hypotheses about the purpose of the unicorn-like tusk of the narwhal, a species of small whale. It's been called a sexual lure, an icebreaker, and a spear. But now a dentist seems to have honed in on the real use of this unusual tooth.
New frontiers in dentistry. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The narwhal is a small Arctic whale with a mysterious 8-foot tusk resembling the horn of a unicorn. Now, Harvard dental researcher Martin Nguia has found that, unlike most teeth, the narwhal tusk has millions of sensitive nerve endings. It can detect changes in water temperature, pressure, and even salinity. This may help the whales move toward ice-free water in the winter. In 1812, Napoleon and 500,000 French soldiers invaded Russia. After less than a year, all but a few thousand had died. Now, scientists from the University of the Mediterranean in Marseille, France, have studied tooth pulp from the soldiers and found traces of DNA from typhus and trench fever bacteria. They're two deadly pathogens carried by lice that presumably led to many of the deaths. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
This has been the Science Update podcast. Subscribe for free at www.scienceupdate.com, where you can browse our archive and submit science questions for our Why Is It feature. You can also call us at 1-800-WHYISIT. The Science Update podcast comes from AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Chelsea Wald.